Online posts appear to show some voters' distrust in Canada's democratic process as Canadians prepare to vote in the April 28 federal election. The posts point to the use of pencils in election booths as a sign of plans to steal the election. Pencils are required to be provided by Elections Canada and are used in elections globally for their reliability as they won't blot. A blot from a pen on a ballot could result in a spoiled ballot. However, voters can bring their own pens if they choose to do so and can use them to mark their ballot. In an effort to clarify the voting process and assure voters of the integrity of the system, Elections Canada has made social media posts of their own, explaining how each ballot is protected and secured. The post will hopefully help new voters and those who haven't voted in a long time know what to expect and help educate the public about the election and voting system. The posts clarify how the process works and explain how each individual ballot is sealed and the voter themselves puts the ballot in the ballot box. Each elector uses the supplied pencil or their own pen to mark their ballot, alone, behind a screen, said James Hale, BC media representative for Elections Canada. At no time is their marked ballot out of their sight until they place it in the box, said Hale. These ballot boxes are sealed when full and kept secure until the vote count takes place. Hale explained how once a ballot is placed by a voter in the ballot box, it is not touched by anyone until the count. The vote count itself is carried out with oversight. Two paid election workers count in front of candidates or party representatives, and if no representatives are present, at least two electors oversee the counting. The workers record the number of votes for each candidate and the number of rejected ballots for each ballot box, which are then sealed and delivered to the returning officer. Then there is a process of validation, which happens within a week following election day. This involves checking the official records from individual polling stations against the recorded results and correcting any error which could have happened during the communication of results on a busy election night. Like the counting of votes, the validation process is transparent and open to scrutiny, states the Elections Canada website elections.ca. The entire process is witnessed by candidates or their representatives, so there is added accountability, the site explains. Another frequently questioned aspect of the election results is why there are so many big increases in the number of votes all at once. Once polls close on election night, the votes cast on election day are counted at each polling station. These are reported first and advance polling votes are counted at the local Elections Canada office. This centralized count means when the advance poll numbers are added, they come in all at once as a large number of votes. In order to vote this election, the easiest way to identify yourself is to show your driver's license or another government-issued photo ID, including a band membership card, Métis card or an Indian status card. Alternatively, you can present two pieces of ID, but both must have your name and at least one must have your current address. These can be a voter information card and bank statement or utility bill, for example. Finally, you can declare your identity and address in writing and have someone who knows you and who is assigned to your same polling station vouch for you. The voucher must be able to prove their identity and address and can only vouch for one person, with the exception of long-term care facilities. Polls are open April 28 from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. For more information, go to elections.ca. Editor's note: this story has been updated with additional comment and specific information on ballot handling from Elections Canada.